Welcome, everybody, to the Live from the Code Bar podcast, recorded from the Code Theme Bar of Fenwood Manor. My name is Robert, and I am your host for this awesome trip. I have a very special guest on the show today. I don't know if anybody's seen this, but she posted on a couple of the different forums and groups on Facebook. I have an awesome guest. Her name is Emma, and she is the creator of a new type of treasure hunt in New York City called the Golden Pigeon Hunt. So I'm going to let her take it away and introduce herself. Welcome, Emma.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. So I'm Emma. I'm actually a project manager and mechanical engineer in New York City. And I actually stumbled into treasure hunting when I lived in Boston. And I can't take credit for this new type of treasure hunt. It was actually started in New England by Happy Hunting New England during the pandemic, by a guy named Ryan, who was just bored and wanted to get out and get his friends outside and solve some puzzles. So I actually stumbled into that by seeing an ad, and I just got the bug of treasure hunting. So I participated in a 48-hour long weekend hunt with Happy Hunting called Ransom, and ended up in some crazy places in Massachusetts and solved some fun puzzles. And did that every single month from then on for the past 3 years. So when I moved to New York for a job in September, I was really bummed to leave that behind. And so I decided to start the Golden Pigeon, which is kind of the same format, a 48-hour treasure hunt in New York City. I'm starting my first ever hunt on May 11th on 9 a.m. on Saturday. And kind of the structure of it is five puzzles, five locations, somewhere in the five boroughs. So it's a little bit of a race. You get a starting puzzle and you'll have to go boots on the ground on site somewhere in New York, find something, whether it's a QR code or a piece of information, and then head to that next location and keep going until you're the first to find the golden pigeon at the very end. So it's a pooled cash prize. Depending on how many people sign up and register, that's the prize that they'll win. And yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Excellent, excellent. Now, I used to run adventure races like this a little bit when I was in Richmond and here in New York City a little bit as well, but mainly in the Princeton area, called Raven Chase. Very similar concept. Awesome. Ours wasn't a 48-hour thing. It was like a one-day thing. You got a map. You went from place to place on the map, and there was a clue you had to solve. All in all, when you solved the big meta puzzle, it got you to the end location, which is usually a bar. And reminds me so much of that, which is why I was so excited to have you on the show.
Yeah.
So you obviously said that you did these hunts up in the New England area. It sounds like it is a pretty intense thing. Obviously, you're talking about 48 hours, but that's spaced over, obviously, that whole time. You're not puzzling that whole 48 hours. It is throughout New York City, which everybody knows is the city that never sleeps. So I'm sure we could run a 48-hour hunt in New York City. But everybody starts at one location. Is that right?
Everyone starts from wherever they are, and I'll send out a puzzle at 9 a.m., and that will direct you to your first location.
Okay. And so when you get to the first location, obviously you have to solve something. You have to find QR code or whatever it might be. That will then give you the directions and information you need for puzzle number two. So you're not starting with everything all at once. You're getting them as you go to each location, right?
Yep. That's the fun of it, right? So once you're done with the puzzle, you're done with the puzzle. It's not, you know, spending 20 years on one puzzle. You're just working on one puzzle at a time, and you get to the next location and you're starting fresh.
Excellent, excellent. Now, in a game like this where you possibly could have quite a few different teams, is everybody going to the same locations all at once, or are you giving them different locations and ultimately everybody gets the same five locations, but maybe not at the same time? How's it working that way?
Yeah, so it's very much ordered. So you're going to the same location as every other team, which is also part of the fun of it. You're running into these people that you might know, these strangers. And as the hunts go on, like we did Happy Hunting up in New England, you're running into the same people. You're seeing familiar faces. You have frenemies, you have enemies, you have friends. And so that kind of builds your own community. And that's actually how I formed my team that I participate in these hunts in New England with, was I met my teammate Debbie on a park bench on our very first hunt because we shared information. So that's kind of how it starts. And so it builds this really unique community of treasure hunters face to face and out in the city.
Very nice. Now, It's a treasure hunt. Obviously, it's probably going to have puzzles and stuff. So when a person gets to a location, I know one of the big questions people have about these sorts of things these days, whether it's an armchair treasure hunt, a scavenger hunt, a treasure hunt like this, an organized treasure hunt, even a puzzle box, is the difficulty level that maybe somebody starting for the first time compared to maybe somebody that's playing the game, as you did, you know, every weekend. What sort of the experience does somebody need to play in your game?
Absolutely no experience is required. I'm trying to make this hunt as beginner friendly as possible. Nothing quite like this exists regularly in New York. I've been looking for something like this to play in myself. It kind of felt right to become a puzzle master because I couldn't find anything like this to join in. So I really wanted something that was beginner friendly, could get people hooked on that treasure hunting bug. No prior knowledge required for this. There will be some thinking involved. There will be some researching. I love a puzzle where you get to learn something. I love a puzzle that has some facts or some knowledge in it. So there'll be some of that. There'll be some really basic ciphers, typical, you know, Braille, Morse code, that kind of thing. But nothing crazy, nothing too advanced. So it's all very manageable and solvable.
Excellent, excellent. Now, are you marketing, I guess, the best way? Are you looking for like families to come play? What sort of an audience, we'll say, are you looking for when it comes to your hunts?
Yeah, I'm looking for anybody and everyone. Really, it's a way to get outside and explore your city and go to places that you would never go to otherwise. And that's my favorite part about participating in these hunts and also making this hunt is I'm finding the depths of the internet of New York City and then going out and finding these really, really unique places and then hopefully sending a lot of people there to see it as well. So anyone who wants to be outside, use your brain a little bit, have a fun way to spend a weekend and just explore where you live a little bit. So yeah, you could be a family, you could do this alone, you could get your friends together, your coworkers, whoever, any age is welcome.
Excellent, excellent. And you're planning on doing, this one obviously is in New York, and then from what you've just said before, you're going to be planning on doing a lot more, which is going to be awesome, because I don't know if I can make this first one myself, but I do plan on coming. These awesome. My children would love something like this.
Oh, that's great.
We geocache, we do all that sort of stuff. So I know this is something that they're going to enjoy. Just not this one, unfortunately. I wish we could. But maybe who knows what's going to happen. But what I'm getting at is that I'm in New Jersey myself. It's not long via train to get to New York. But I do have some experience from New York from when I used to work there myself and when I used to do some treasure hunting there myself. If I wasn't from New York, apart from obviously the same sort of question I asked before about a puzzle experience, what sort of knowledge do I have to know about New York in order to participate?
Again, nothing. That's the best part. I mean, I think my mom has lived in New York for so many years and she's going to be playing in this as well. Hey, Mom. And, you know, she's not going to know or have been to most of the locations that I'm going to send her on. So that's kind of the beauty of it is that they're a little bit off the beaten path. You're going to be learning something. You're going to see places that you've never seen before. The only thing is maybe you'd want to know how to use a subway, but I'm trying to make it walkable as well. So once you're in a location, the following locations won't be too far away. I'm not going to send you from the Bronx to Staten Island. You're going to be in the same general area and neighborhood for the majority of the hunt. No knowledge of New York City required. It can't hurt to have a little bit of knowledge and, you know, general feeling of which way to walk in the city, but absolutely no knowledge required.
Awesome, awesome. And so your first event is going to be Saturday, May 11th at 9 a.m., like you said. So yep. If people register, you're going to then send out, if they're in the New York area, you're going to send out where to go for the first clue and everything like that. How can people, if they do want to play, of course, and I'm hoping everybody that's listening, at least in the New York area, joins in on something like this, because these are, I can't say this enough, I used to do these sorts of things. They are absolutely the best thing in the world to just have a day out. And like you said, see something you haven't seen before, do something you haven't done before, meet some people you've never met before, but all out, just have a great day. Where can people find out more obviously they're going to get a lot from our pod from the podcast today, but if they want to play, where do they go and what do they need to do to actually come out and play?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can go to our website, goldenpigeonnyc.com, and you'll see all the information about what the hunt is and just some general tips. And if you're new to treasure hunting or puzzles, there'll be some tips as well on how to solve a puzzle and what is a puzzle. And then there's also a link to register. So it's $10 a person. That money goes right into the pool for the winner. Hopefully we'll get a good turnout and you could win, you know, a big prize pool. But yeah, it's pretty easy. You'll see a link, register your team, and you just sign up with your team and their emails, and you'll get emailed the clue at 9 a.m. on Saturday, May 11th.
Excellent. So it sounds like a lot of fun, that's for sure. Now, I found this while I was just scrolling through Facebook, and you'd put it up on, I believe it was The Secret.
It was The
Secret. So are you involved in outside treasure hunting as well, apart from this? Is that something that you're interested in, especially with living in New York with The Secret?
I have been working on The Secret in New York quite a bit while I've been living here, just to kind of itch at my treasure hunting bug. I haven't made much progress, but none of us have, right? It hasn't been found yet. So I've been working a bit on that. I'm definitely someone who likes these faster paced treasure hunts. I have a harder time sitting down with the same puzzle I've looked at for hours and hours and hours. So
years and years.
Exactly. It hasn't been quite years for me, but I'm working on that. But I still go up to Massachusetts for happy hunting hunts, as well as Find Nobody's Treasure, another really great treasure hunt community that was started off of Happy Hunting New England. And so that's also...
So I've seen them on Facebook a little bit. So, okay, that's interesting. I didn't know that's where that came from. So
they're awesome. They've got a hunt April 20th that I will be up there for, which should be a lot of fun. It's called Mouth.
Okay, I'm going to be looking that up as well. And maybe even having some of them on for sure.
Oh, they would be great to have on the podcast. They're just
excellent. Yeah, I'm going to reach out to them. So give us some thoughts on what you've just in these couple of days, months, whatever you've been looking at Secret. Where have you been focusing on?
I'm kind of split right now. I've been helping a lot of people with their theories with some boots on the ground. So I've been kind of exploring some areas. I have not been convinced by anyone else's theories. I'm still on the Staten Island wave that we all know and love, but I've got some things brewing down here in Brooklyn. So I'm in Brooklyn right now. I'm local to Brooklyn, so I've been able to do a little boots on the ground in Brooklyn, but there's so much to dig through and so much yet to be solved. So it's still going.
I'm actually one of those rare people. I actually think it's on Manhattan up north.
No, really?
I'll send you my theory. It all has to do with the Isle of Bee for me, and I don't think it's an actual island. I actually think the Isle of Bee is actually representing the island of Boracay for Puerto Rico, and that it's actually up in northern Manhattan, up in the...
On the west side?
On the west side area, yeah.
So, like Morningside Heights?
Yes, Morningside Heights, that's it.
That's where I work, actually.
Because I think for me, it had to do with everybody has the idea of it being Alexander Hamilton, and then they automatically think of the Customs House in the down in the south of Manhattan. And the reading at the time when he wrote the book in 82, that wasn't a... museum for the Native Americans So it doesn't make sense to be down there where the museum was actually uptown more. So that's why I focused more uptown for myself. Found a nice little area that I think I've never been there looking yet, but I've got my stake, and I think that's where it might be. And one day I'll go check it out just to be sure. But what other treasure hunts have you dipped your toes into recently at all?
Recently, I've been focusing on the golden pigeon. I've been kind of brewing my own puzzles, getting some inspiration. There might be a few secret references in my puzzles as well, but I've been focusing on that. And then also my treasure hunts up in Massachusetts take up a good amount of time. They're designed to be 48 hours as well up there, but they rarely take 48 hours. It usually bleeds over into the week. So that's been...
So longer, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I think the longest one for Happy Hunting New England was, oh gosh, Ryan's going to make fun of me for this when he listens to this, but I think it was like 8 days. Yeah, it really takes over your brain. It's hard to go to sleep when you've got a puzzle and you don't know where the other teams are and if they're on site or if they're not on site. And, you know, that's the fun of it too, right? There's a competition and you know all the other teams and you're kind of wondering what they're up to and you're sending sneaky text messages asking, you know, oh, how far have you gotten? How far have you gotten? And yeah.
Yeah, once you know a lot of the other hunters that are on a race, it does add to the excitement of knowing that if they've beaten you before, you want to beat them. Or
absolutely.
I mean, as I said to you before, I'm in a very competitive family. My wife does not let any of us win any games. We play Monopoly, she has to win. Even though my kids are only 10 and 12, she won't let them win no matter what. I'm a little bit more, I'll let them win, they're my kids, blah, blah, blah. But
yeah.
In these sorts of things, I know it's going to be all about that glory of solving first and winning. We did our, as a family, we did one of our first escape rooms just a couple of weeks ago. And it was a very different dynamic in there than what it normally is in our house. So I'm going to talk about that a little bit more on a future podcast and have actually my children on to talk about it. But
Oh, that's awesome.
It was a lot of fun in there. Have you yourself done a lot of escape rooms or anything like that to sort of jog your mind and get ready for something like this?
I've done two escape rooms, and one of them was just the other week for a company bonding that my company hosted for our quarterly event. And I was not on the official winning team, but it's debatable because they used more hints than my team did.
That means that you probably win. I agree.
You'll have to take that up with them, though. But yeah, that was my second ever escape room, and it was a lot of fun. I feel like I should do more of them.
New York is like a mecca for some of the bigger escape rooms. That's for sure. There's definitely a lot to take into there. I was down in Richmond, Virginia, down with a friend, and that's where we did ours. But we really loved it. We and the kids escaped. We all escaped, which was good. Awesome. I don't know if I would have heard the end of it if we didn't, but we did. And we didn't. we got a few hints, but we did it with a little bit of time to spare, which was good.
Nice.
So I'm looking at your webpage, going back to the Golden Pigeon, of course.
Yeah.
And that is goldenpigeonnyc.com for everybody. So you do have some resources on there. I see one of the ones that you mentioned in there is obviously the MIT.
Yes.
Did you ever yourself play in the MIT hunt?
I did not. And it's a bummer because I lived right there for college. So I was just down the street and I never participated. But I got into treasure hunting my junior year of college over the summer. So it was kind of last minute for me. But I wish I did. So maybe
those people go crazy with the MIT. I had a guy on to the show not too long ago talking about one of his, he created a treasure hunt to help with a book launch, Who Killed Icky. He was on the winning team and he was in the process of riding the MIT, and just was telling me some things about how crazy it is, because everybody, it's MIT, you've got to make it so that it's super hard and puzzling and straight into it. Whereas a lot of the treasure hunts like yours or like these ones, they're going to lead us into where we need to go to sort of get us used to it. That one, you just jump straight in the deep end. That's for sure.
Now, the coolest thing about those hunts are that it's so technologically advanced. Like, they use these really awesome web pages that are interactive and, you know, as you scroll a certain way, something magically appears, or, you know, they have physical objects as well that they've machined in their machine shop. And, you know, as an engineer, like I eat that up. You know, I definitely want to try and include some of those kind of tactics in later hunts as, you know, as we get returning players who become more advanced and kind of know what they're doing.
So as we sit here with, you know, about 4 weeks still, and by the time this gets released, it's probably about 3 weeks before your actual event. If you don't mind me asking, what's the interest like so far? Have you got a lot of people from the different groups and stuff like that, or even just from people that you know coming down? What sort of interest have you got sort of so far with with people saying that they want to come play this game?
Yeah, I've got a lot of friends and family who are dying to know what I've been yapping about for the past 3 years with treasure hunting. And I've actually got a lot of interest from flyers that I've put up. I put up some flyers around my neighborhood, around Brooklyn, around Manhattan, and people have been eating that up. And I've gotten a lot of messages about it through my website and from that QR code that I put up. So that's been really awesome to see the communities actually get involved and see, you know, treasure hunt in big words on a white piece of paper and want to know what that is and join in. So I'm excited to get some people who are totally unfamiliar with treasure hunting involved.
Excellent, excellent. And like I said, everything is going to be on my Facebook page and everything like that when the show launches, and obviously in the show notes as well. I know this hasn't been a very big and long conversation today, but what I really want to do is I wanted to get it out so that you could have this as an actual record, because I do know that some of the people that aren't in the secret community groups, members of other community groups, but they listen to the podcast. So I'm not a big podcast out there, don't get me wrong, but I'm the only one that talks about treasure hunting right now.
Yeah, so it's awesome.
I know there's a number of people that listen. What I am expecting is that anybody that is listening in the New York area, please do make an effort to at least check out the site. And if you can, come along. And what I'm going to leave it to you now is, why don't you just, again, tell everybody where they can find everything, your socials, everything like that, so that anybody that is listening can find out how to come along.
Everything is goldenpigeonnyc.com. And then we have an Instagram, we've got a Facebook page, a Facebook group, and a TikTok, and they're all Golden Pigeon NYC. And feel free to email me with any questions. The email is also goldenpigeonnyc@gmail.com. And feel free to reach out. And I'm excited to see a good turnout and take you to some cool places and solve some awesome puzzles.
So, well, Emma, like I said, I want to thank you for coming on tonight. This has been amazing. And if maybe afterwards, maybe we could come back and revisit it again, and we can talk about how it was, and obviously plan for the next one as well. That's the big goal, is to obviously make sure these things keep going and going and going, because I know there is nothing like this right now out there, especially in the New York area, in any area. And I know, because I've looked into it. So I'm very, very excited for you and for this whole event, and to see how it goes for you.
Yeah, thanks so much. Hopefully you'll make it out to the next one. It's going to be
definitely
great.
Definitely. Thanks again for coming on.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
All the stuff that doesn't make it into the rest of the show, check out our podcast show notes. Please leave a rating and review for the podcast wherever you can, especially on the big one, Apple Podcasts. It really does help. Also, the show now has, very surprisingly, 3 subscribers. Thank you, Jen, George, and Terrence. Please like them. Consider becoming a subscriber to the podcast. The podcast will always be for free, but subscribers do help cover the cost of running the show. Thank you all for listening, and keep digging.